We might springboard you in the second half.
Exactly.
You guys need anything, just let me know.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Break for the anthem. Yes, let me actually airdrop that to myself.
You can trust that you'll receive the right treatment for your situation. Recognized as one of the premier orthopedic groups on the East Coast, Peninsula Orthopedic Associates values the intimacy of the small town atmosphere. Our patients are our friends and neighbors, not just the standard.
Technology is a great thing, especially when it works and helps save time. When ordering Shuttlebirds tickets online,
every day but Friday. It'll be one of the players who's off that day. Probably Casanova tonight. We'll see. It's sort of like a developmental thing where it's like,
oh, cool. It ain't me. I ain't a fucking man. So we have a restroom.
Hey, Shuttlebirds fans, experience the taste of fun with Dippin' Dots right here at Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Grab a cup of your favorite flavor from one of the Dippin' Dots locations throughout the stadium.
Shuttlebirds and our partners, stores like any other light, want you to be good community partners. This evening, you will notice a number of recycling units placed around Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. We encourage you to use these containers to recycle your cans throughout the season.
Your local Salisbury Arby's are glad to partner with the Shuttlebirds this season. Arby's is providing a special offer that you should receive when you purchase your parking pass. Once the game is over, please make sure that you visit one of your three Salisbury Arby's for $5 or $10 classic roast beef sandwiches. Arby's has been serving the Salisbury area since 1970. Arby's, we have the meals. Shuttlebirds fans, each home run hit at the stadium this season is brought to you by Carl Powell, attorney Georgetown. Be sure to listen for the official home run rule announcement after your Telfarm Shuttlebirds last home runs over the wall all season long. Plays are always better with Chick-fil-A. Your Delmarva area Chick-fil-A restaurants are grateful to be a part of this community and are proud supporters of the Delmarva Shuttlebirds. Anytime the Shuttlebirds complete a double play, all attendees of tonight's game can open their Chick-fil-A app to receive free Chick-fil-A. Go Shuttlebirds! Includes a fan code of conduct, which is fan basic and describes how fans are expected to behave. A copy of the fan code of conduct can be found on the shuttlebirds.com and in the official game program. Guests are encouraged to report violations of the fan code of conduct to the nearest ballpark staff member. This can be done in person at the nearest guest services location, directly to the ballpark security, or by finding a Shuttlebirds representative. The Shuttlebirds and our friends at Coors Light and Miller.
I'm going to go pee, and then we can start it up and just go based on vibes.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Well, three games left in the first half of this 2023 season. The Green Jackets have made it to their furthest north destination of the year. We are live in Salisbury, Maryland, 15 miles from the Delaware-Maryland border, here in Maryland's Eastern Shore. And welcome into the TaxSlayer pregame show, folks. My name is Nathan Strauss, and we're joined for the first time this season by a true color and play-by-play person in the booth, a true two-man dominant, 16-11, but that includes the split with Charleston. Before that, the Green Jackets were just about a 650 baseball team on the road. This is just the second time this season the Green Jackets have traveled north of South Carolina. They won 5 of 6 in Kannapolis back in early May, and it is the first series of three this year that the Green Jackets will contest outside of the Carolinas as a whole. It took about 11 and a half hours to get here yesterday. Jacob came down from Western Massachusetts. The Green Jackets and myself came up from the Georgia-Lina border. Let's take a listen to today's Phoenix Printing player feature. Had a man who really destroyed Carolina's pitching last week, Ethan Werkinger. You'll hear the numbers at the beginning, but it's even more impressive than it sounds. 12 runs batted in over six games. He reached at least once in every game, and as a result, comes into today in the top 10 in most categories in the league. Without further ado, here's EQ. Welcome back to the TaxSlayer pregame show here in Delmarva, Maryland. Actually, Salisbury, Maryland. Delmarva, not a real place, but it's time for today's Phoenix Printing player feature, and who better than the man who, by all accounts, could easily have won last week's Player of the Week award, Ethan Werkinger. How's it going?
Good. Thank you for having me on here.
Of course. Now, I was pretty surprised when the award came out yesterday. It went to a different player, but let's talk about your week last week. 11 for 23, three homers, 12 runs batted in, the most of anyone in the league, four walks to four strikeouts, a slash line of 448 OPS, 5-something slugging, and then an OPS of, you know, close to 1,000. What was going through your mind last week?
Not much. Just try to take it day by day, honestly. Like, if you look at the big picture, like, all you can do is just, like, take it at bat by at bat and day by day, and that's kind of, like, what I do. I don't try and, like, force anything. So, yeah.
Obviously, in the first game of that series was it was a weird game for a number of reasons, but both you and Jeremy Celedonio hit two solo home runs. When was the last time you hit two homers in a game?
Never in pro ball, but, I mean, I've done it a few times. I don't remember, like, when, but definitely when I was younger. I mean, one that stands out was when I was in Little League playing in the Western Regionals. We were playing on ESPN in San Bernardino, and I had two homers in one game there, and that was a fun time.
And you also got interviewed by a certain Aaron Boone after the game as well. Yeah. I suppose that's why you're so eager to jump back on these interviews.
Yeah, exactly. That was definitely quite the experience. At the time, he wasn't with the Yankees, but it was cool.
You come off that two-home run game on Tuesday and then hit a three-run homer in your first at-bat on the next day. Was there anything different going through your mind after that at bat where you were like, maybe there's something special going on this week?
Obviously when you start the week off to a good note, like, it feels good, you know. You go throughout the rest of the week and you're basically ahead, so, but like I said earlier, like, I'm just trying to take every at bat just one by one, and whatever I can do to help the team and score runs. Yeah.
When it comes to your home run totals this year, I believe that as of this last week, you've now actually equaled and surpassed your previous home run totals from your, you know, year and a half of pro ball before that. I know you've talked about being a fly ball hitter in general, but has there been anything else that's helped you in that category?
Not much. I mean, I think in the off season is the time where you need to really, like, prove yourself. And, like, in the off season, I'm trying to get big and strong and come back every year better than I was before. So, obviously, it's nice to see the numbers are there. And, you know, it's a good feeling for sure.
I mean, I know some teams have, you know, celebrations after homers, shopping carts, dumbbells, whatever the case may be. What are we doing? What are the Green Jackets doing after home runs?
I mean, I feel like we've had some celebrations, but, I mean, as a team, like, I feel like we're pretty good at keeping it, like, cool and, you know, it's like we've done it before, you know what I mean? Like, not so much celebration, just putting on one at bat at a time, you know. All these guys, all 9 of them could hit it out of the park, so... just pass it on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever celebration that this team would choose, they would have to do it a lot. Leading the league in home runs as of right now.
Yeah.
We approach the halfway point of the season on Thursday. That'll be the, you know, the end of the first half of the year. How would you evaluate, you know, the vibe of the group right now?
I feel like we have a good group. Everybody's just coming out day by day, trying to get better, and just prove themselves, you know. I feel like our group is really energetic, and all the guys, great guys, just trying to come out here one day at a time and do what we can do and try and win games at the same time.
When it comes to, you know, the sort of toll the season can take on a player, how are you keeping yourself kind of fresh as the season hits its midway point?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different playing day in and day out. It's a hard thing to do, but I mean, just trying to get recovery. And when your body's not feeling so good, just, I feel like knowing your body, you know, like, knowing when your body's not feeling the best and when to take it maybe a little bit less. And, just getting my recovery in with the trainers and stuff is a big part.
Now, you're obviously a pretty soft-spoken guy in general, I would say, and very humble. But we look at the leaderboards in the league today, and you're in the top 10 in more or less every offensive category. Average, OPS, homers, total bases, runs scored, you name it. What is it like for you when you've seen a lot of the guys around this league, and to have your name be in the top 10 in so many categories?
It's definitely a blessing. There's a lot of good guys out here that we've played against and on the squad, so... it's definitely a blessing, and just trying to get better every day and prove myself.
Last one for you. The draft is coming up in a couple weeks, I think 2 weeks from now. You obviously had a different situation with the COVID draft being shortened to 5 rounds and signing undrafted. But what's it like those first couple of weeks when you go down to the complex and you're getting adjusted?
It's definitely an eye-opener, you know. You go down there and you see all the guys from different countries and stuff, and it's definitely very different. You gotta feel like grow up real quick once you get there. You're on your own away from home, so yeah.
You sticking with Rihanna for the rest of the year, you think?
I think so. It's working now, so you gotta keep it going.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, Ethan, thanks for talking as always, or EQ as we call you now.
Yeah.
And we'll catch up with you later on down the line.
Thanks for having me.
Green Jackets baseball in a few short moments here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
You just heard from Ethan Workinger on the Phoenix Printing pregame player feature here as we are live from high above the field at Purdue Stadium, located in Salisbury, Maryland. Not Salisbury, as I was erroneously referring to it as. I was already corrected, and I've learned the error of my ways. Just past the 7 o'clock hour mark here. Green Jackets coming into today, 3 games below .500 at 30-33. Delmarva 9 games back of .500 baseball, 27-36. Mentioned their big slump. It's also coincided with losing a lot of their top guys to High A Aberdeen. The Orioles farm system for the last 5 or 6 years has been in and amongst the best of Major League Baseball's, and that is not changing anytime soon. We'll take our final break. When we come back, we've got lineups and first pitch. Nathan Strauss and Jacob Munch with you here from the Maryland-Delaware border. Back in a flash after the anthem here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
The first half of the 2023 season wraps up this week. The Green Jackets on the road here in the northernmost road trip in the Carolina League. Augusta getting set to take on the Delmarva Shorebirds, the single-A Carolina League affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. And they're looking to shed some of Sunday's demons in the process. Augusta was up 3-2 in the series and up 8-5 in the game going into the ninth inning, but were unable to come away with the victory as they ended up giving up 3 in the ninth and 4 in the 10th in what was an eventual 12-9 loss. The Green Jackets will be going up, though, against a lefty this evening, one of their favorite things to do. Augusta comes into today hitting .248 against lefties, one of the best marks in the league, and almost every single member of this lineup loves hitting southpaws. The lineup for the Green Jackets tonight: Ambioris Tavares, Justin Janis, and Ethan Werkinger bat 1 through 3. Bryson Worrell, who broke an 0 for 16 with a 2-RBI single in the first on Sunday, is in the cleanup spot. EJ Exposito hitting .320 against lefties bats 5th, with Jeremy Celedonio coming off a 4-home run week bats 6th, and 7 through 9, Corey Acton, Nick Clarno, and Tyler Collins. Same exact lineup as their previous game, the first time that's happened in the entire 2023 season.
And Nathan, this is an Augusta team that loves to hit the long ball. They love hitting home runs, but we were down on the field before the game and there was a stiff breeze blowing in, making it appears harder to hit the ball out and harder to hit for power today. So it's something that Augusta might have to focus on manufacturing runs as this game goes along.
This is typically a fairly hitter-friendly ballpark, with the wind right now blowing from left to right, coming in towards the right field line. Green Jackets in their road grays with the green numbers and letters. Delmarva in their home whites. As we get set to go here, that voice you heard is none other than Jacob Munch, who I'm thrilled to have along with us this week here for the broadcast. Thanks for tuning in, folks, and we are about to get underway. The 7-foot-tall left-hander Jared Beck is the man on the mound, coming off a 7-strikeout performance in 4 innings last week. The 7-foot southpaw's first pitch is taken up and away at 90 miles an hour, and we are underway. 7:05 is the time of first pitch on a gray, overcast day here on the Eastern Maryland shore. 1-0 pitch cut on and missed. The temperature at first pitch is a balmy 75 degrees. 1-1 inside and low. Tavares went 4 for 21 last week in his return to the Green Jackets after 2 weeks down in the Florida Complex League. Also walked 4 times and got hit twice. And the 2-1 pitch rocketed towards third, but foul right in front of Cody Gabella, who is, as he often does, managing and coaching third base. The first base coach today is Francisco Floyd, it would appear. .22 inside and low. Our vantage point here in Delmarva from Arthur J. Purdue Stadium is a good one. High above the diamond, you can really see the whole field here and just to the left of home plate. Time is called and granted by the umpires today. Jacob, we did have some umpiring crew mix-ups.
Yes, indeed we did, but we got 2 umpires here, so no harm, no foul.
3-2 pitch from Beck goes all the way to the backstop off the glove of the highly rated prospect, Samuel Basayo. And that'll bring us to the Delmarva defense here as Tavares takes his base with a leadoff walk. Behind the plate is Basayo, who has thrown out 35% of would-be base stealers this year. De Los Santos is at third, with Young at short. Greg Cullen, former Braves man, at second today on a rehab assignment. Romero is at first. The outfield from left to right, Tejada, Prado, and Craig. Lefty first, pitch to Janis, hits him in the waist, and he will work his way aboard. I think he's probably disappointed he didn't get to swing the bat, as coming into today, Janis, third in the league against lefties, hitting .412. But here we are, 7 pitches into the game, and Augusta has runners on first and second via a walk and an HBP.
And Nathan, we're already noticing what we had heard pregame from some people around the Delmarva organization, which is Beck, his pitches tend to go into lefties away from righties. That's where he's missed, really, throughout the entirety of the start of this game.
And that'll bring up Ethan Werkinger, who takes a ball. Now, Werkinger, not the best hitter of lefties, coming in today at .219, but coming off the best week of his career. 12 runs batted in last week, including 3 homers. 1-0, taken for a strike on the inside corner. Werkinger hitting .382 in the month of June. He's 8th in the league in average, 5th in OPS, 2nd in total bases. Reached base in 60% of his at-bats last week. 1-1 pitch. Cut on and missed.
changeup there, and it's 1-2. No score here, just underway from a cloudy Purdue Stadium as the Green Jackets travel for their one and only series against the Shorebirds this year. They are 11-1 against them last year. It's been a favorable matchup for Augusta. 1-2, bounces in the dirt, dropped by Basayo. Tavares' big secondary lead off the bag. He has been picked off three times this year and is tied for the league lead in caught stealings. Tempered crowd this evening, as it often is all around minor league baseball on Tuesday nights. Green Jackets looking for some offense here in the first. First and second, no one out, and the 2-2 to Workinger. Line towards right field. Going back is Craig towards the warning track. It'll stay in the park, and Craig makes the catch. Tagging from second to third is Tavares comfortably. That one arced all the way over near the 309 marker. I think the wind might have played a factor in it.
Yeah, it definitely got a hold of that baseball. You could see Craig just continuing to drift towards the corner. Made it a lot closer towards the fence than I think initially off the bat it looked. And if you look at the flags out in center field, they are now going out towards right more than they were pregame.
That'll bring up Bryson Worrell, switch hitter batting as a righty. First and third, one away. First pitch taken up and in to Worrell, who went 2-for-5 with a 2-RBI single and a solo home run on Sunday.
I think that was huge for Worrell, just because it allowed his brain to relax a little bit. He'd been in a funk prior to it, but Sunday, hopefully a breakout day for him.
Takes a strike here, breaking ball at 75. Beck on the mound, started off his career at Illinois State, then transferred to St. Leo in Florida. 1-1 outside with a fastball at 89, 7 feet tall, but not a whole lot of velocity. Typically, you think about the bigger the player is, the faster the fastball, and we haven't quite seen that just yet. Infield at double play depth here rather than in with a runner at third. Pickoff third to first, Janis steps on the bag. Basayo behind home plate has seen 99 men try to run on him this year. He has thrown out 36 of them. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball got him in the center of the zone, and it evens up at 2-2. Still no score here, just underway in game 1 of 6. Braves single-A affiliate, the Green Jackets here, taking on the Orioles single-A affiliate, Delmarva Shorebirds. The 2-2, swing and a miss, got him on a high fastball. That one 93, and just like that, there's two away.
When Beck needed a K, little extra juice on the fastball right there. Able to get the strikeout he was looking for. And if you're Augusta, you got to try to find a way to come up with an RBI here, get a run in. It's a team that's struggled recently. The earlier you can get the bats going, the better.
That'll bring up EJ Exposito with the infield back, and he'll foul the first pitch off over our heads. Exposito 2-for-21 last week. He has slumped here in the month of June, hitting just 182 on the season. Comes in at a little bit above 220, but that was once in the 250s at the end of May. He loves southpaws, hitting 320 against them. The 0-1 outside, and Basayo will look back Janis to the bag at first. The inning began with a Tavares 6-pitch walk before Janis was hit on the hand, then a flyout and a strikeout. 1-1, taken down and in, that big looping breaking ball at 76 miles an hour. Got to be hard to pick up the spin off of a guy who's 7 feet tall and all limbs. The 2-1. In the dirt, Basayo makes the stop. He had to drop his glove there behind Exposito's back foot to make that play.
The release point is just different from Beck. As someone who's 7 feet tall, the ball, it comes out of a different spot than these hitters are used to seeing.
3-1, the count, huge lead for Tavares at third, and the pitch is cut on and missed, and the count goes full. That was a hittable pitch there. Fastball count, and he got a fastball. So Janis will be in motion here from first. Runners on the corners with a full count and two away. The 3-2. Lined foul off the roof of the press box. Triple-tiered stadium of sorts here at Purdue Stadium. There's a lower bowl and then a middle bowl that is on the same level as the lower bowl, and then the suite level here with the press box as well. Once again, 3-2. The pitch taken up and ooh. Well, taken for strike three, and we get a look at where that pitch ended. It was not even close. So that will retire the side. Exposito once again gets rung up on one about 2.5 inches out of the zone, and the Green Jackets get two aboard, but strand them both. Bottom of the first coming up, Green Jackets 0, Shorebirds coming up here from Salisbury, Maryland.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Thinking about you every day, sometimes for hours, sometimes in passing. Tell you from the bottom of the staircase to
Green Jackets got two aboard with no one out and could not advance a runner behind home plate, or rather, through home plate, as that would be what is required to score a run. Bottom of the first coming up here, Green Jackets 0, and Shorebirds coming up. They'll be going up against Jorge Bautista out on the mound after his longest outing of the year, 7 innings of 1-run, 5-hit baseball. He was automatic and, in theory, could even have pitched into the eighth had it not been for a slightly rougher 6th and 7th inning. He was in the 50s after 5, and he's looking to continue what has been an impressive streak. He has gone 6 innings or more in each of the last 3 games. For the Shorebirds, they'll line it up like this. Elio Prado leads it off. Carter Young, the impressive shortstop, bats second. Samuel Basayo in the 3 spot with Trendon Craig batting cleanup. It is Greg Cullen who bats fifth, Adam Retzbach in the 6th slot, Noelbert Romero, Anderson De Los Santos, and Angel Tejada round it out. Ready on righty the matchup, Prado 3-for-24 last week, steps in, and the first pitch is taken just upstairs. It was a very late strike 3 call that rung up Exposito, but the Green Jackets could not score in the top of the first. The 1-0, taken just down low. Bautista, the lanky ready, 22 years of age, finished off last season in Augusta with 3 consecutive quality starts. And 2-0 pitch here, down and away.
Bautista's a really good Tuesday starter typically for Augusta. You mentioned the length that he provided them last week. He tends to do it on a weekly basis, put the bullpen in pretty good shape.
The strike zone disappearing, however, not getting a couple of those low calls, and it'll end up being a 4-pitch leadoff walk for Elio Prado. The Green Jackets have Nick Clarno behind the plate. He has thrown out more base dealers than anyone else, not just in the Carolina League, but in all of low A. The defense from left to right, Acton, Tavares, Exposito, and Janice. Janice holding on the sprightly Prado at first. Next pitch, line towards right center field, should be playable. Celedonio going over for it. He makes the call and makes the catch. Celedonio is in right with Collins in center and Workinger in left. So a 1-pitch flyout after the 4-pitch walk, and that'll bring up the real danger man, Samuel Basayo.
Likely the best hitter in this Delmarva lineup is Basayo. 289 batting average, OPS above 800.
And just 18 years of age as well. 6'4", 200 pounds. Runner on first. He's going. The first pitch outside. Clarno's throw is a bullet, and it is there in plenty of time. And he is retired on the caught stealing. That was an excellent jump, but an even better throw from Clarno.
That was a missile right to second base from Clarno, and also a good pitch to throw on. Didn't have to worry about the batter. Basayo was on the other side of the plate.
The pitch was a ball, and this one's grounded towards second. Exposito fields comfortably, and Bautista surrenders a leadoff walk and is only going to end up throwing 9 pitches in the first as we end the first tied at 0. Green Jackets will have 6, 7, and 8 coming up. Celedonio looking to build on his 4-homer week when we come back.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. GreenJacketsBaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Yeah, yeah. Two.
Metro!
Yeah, yeah. Drinking dope, turn me to
a... Back here on a windy Tuesday evening in Maryland, Green Jackets and the Delmarva Shorebirds tied at zero through one frame. That'll bring us to a dangerous part of the lineup for Augusta. It'll be Celedonio, Acton, and Clarno due up. Acton has reached in 12 straight games, Clarno in 13 in a row. Jeremy Celedonio in to lead it off. Green Jackets got two base runners before they recorded an out today. Celedonio struggles against lefties, just 4 for 30, and in true Celedonio style, two of those four hits have been home runs, tied for the team lead with 11 bombs. And he leads it off going up against the 7-foot-tall lefty Jared Beck. First pitch of the frame, cut on and missed.
It's a little rare, Nathan, to see a guy with a 180 batting average yet a 732 OPS. A lot of power, a lot of walks, a lot of swing and miss as well.
0-1 inside. Last series was a good one. Best of the year by average. 6 for 17 with 4 homers, a double, and 2 walks. He drove in 6. And the 1-1. Slow breaker in the zone. It's been a high strike zone so far from the man behind the plate, Dylan Hulsey, with Shane Sullivan in the field. The 1-2 cut on and missed, so there is the third consecutive strikeout. Unlike at SRP Park and in a large portion of the ballparks around the league, the Green Jackets dugout is on the first base side. Just like at SRP Park, Delmarva prefers their home dugout to be down the left field line. Lefty Corey Acton stepping in here, and he will take the first pitch outside. Not by much. Acton walked 5 times last week, stole 2 bases, went 1 for 12. He's walked in 4 consecutive games, and I'll take this one for a strike. No score here in the top of the second with 1 away. And the 1-1 pitch brushes him back, and it's taken in the zone. Acton against lefties, just 10 at-bats, but he is 3 for 10 against them. The 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed, and he went around. Acton's going to have a chance to break to first, and he is going to get there in plenty of time. So it'll go down as a swinging strikeout and a wild pitch, and the Green Jackets, who have committed a couple of those on the other side of the ball, will have it happen to them. For them for the first time this year.
And great job by Corey Acton, not because they appealed the swing. He didn't wait for that. As soon as he saw the ball trickled away, he just sprinted to first in case the appeal said he swung. And it means he got first base out of it. Now he could be a threat to steal. Was 3 for 3 swiping bags last week.
He's got a big lead here, and he's going on the first pitch. It's in the dirt. Basayo's throw is going to get him, and he is out. One caught stealing a piece now. That was also not particularly close. So Basayo, on the 100th attempt against him, throws out number 37. And you don't need to be a big math guy, Jacob, to know that's an even 37%. Nick Clarno takes a strike. And it is 1-1. And this one popped up. Could be playable here, foul territory. Now it's going towards the stands, and the first baseman, Romero, won't have a play. It actually bounces back to him, but he bobbles it and finds a fan in the front row to give it to after a little bit of haggling. 1-2 on Clarno, reached in 13 straight games, the 8th longest active streak in the league. The count 1-2, now with no one on. And the pitch fouled off. After a shaky start, Beck has still not allowed a hit, and he struck out the last 4 batters. And because of that caught stealing, the wild pitch doesn't actually come into play, and it'll just be a footnote in our scorebooks going forward. It's a great answer to one of our earlier baseball trivia questions this season. 1-2 to Clarno, fouled off again. Jacob, I know you probably know the answer to this, but there are 7 ways to reach first base as a batter.
Indeed there are. It's true.
You would be the wrong person to quiz. 1-2 from Beck, grounded softly up the middle. Cullen fields it and gathers. His throw to first is a weak one, but it gets him in time. And, well, the Green Jackets, just like the Shorebirds in the bottom of the frame, have a runner reach, but they end up going in order. We head to the bottom of the frame with 4, 5, and 6 due up for Delmarva. Here on the Green Jackets Radio Network, we're scoreless.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Well, the wind has picked up here. It's blowing directly at home plate right now, and we get set for the bottom of inning number 2. No score between the Green Jackets and Shorebirds. And, well, just like the Seagulls, who I was able to take a good look at coming over from underneath the Chesapeake yesterday, these Shorebirds have done a good job of staying afloat, so to speak. They have not allowed a hit through 2 innings. But, Jacob, before we get going here, the 7 ways that you can reach base as a batter.
All right, so we got catcher's interference, a drop third strike, a base hit, a hit by pitch, a walk, reach on an error, and I think that's 6, which is the issue I was having thinking about these in between innings.
It'll be Craig who leads it off, ready on ready, and he smacks the first pitch of center field. Collins going back towards the track, locates it on the track to make the catch. Looked like he got turned around there, and any fly ball is going to get all the way up in the jet stream today. And first pitch swinging once again, 100 miles an hour off the bat, but the wind blowing in, that's going to keep a lot of balls in the park, and it looks like that one was unlikely to get out anyways.
Hit pretty well, but hit to the wrong part of the ballpark.
And there is, by the way, a right part of the ballpark, and that's directly down the line, each direction, 309 to the corners.
And not a short fence either, down, well, really throughout the whole ballpark.
That'll bring up Greg Cullen, who is joining on a rehab assignment. He'll be here for the majority of this week. Former Braves draft pick takes this one for a ball. It's 2-0. Cullen, a 15th rounder of the Braves back in 2018 out of Niagara, home of the Purple Eagles. 2-0, popped up foul left field and out of play. No score here in the bottom of the second. Both teams looking for a base hit. Both teams have had base runners so far, but a couple of caught stealings and some strikeouts have kept them from progressing. Cullen, the lefty, lines this one sharply, but foul, and it's 2-2.
So still Nathan, stuck on that last one? I was about to say, I don't know if I can come up. Is it a simple one that I'm overlooking?
It is a simple one that you're overlooking. This is not a trick question. This is a
base hit, error, walk, hit by pitch, catcher's interference.
You have error as well?
Yep.
And there's just one more.
Oh, dear.
We haven't seen it yet today. 2-2, taken just down and away, and the count goes full.
I would think an intentional walk is the same thing as a walk.
Intentional walk is the same thing as a walk. That tricked my dad up earlier this year when I asked that question the first time. 3-2, as Bautista gets the sign and the pitch. Taken, called, strike 3, backdoor slider froze him, and there are 2 away.
First strikeout of the day for Jorge Bautista, 51st of the season. And that was a perfect location, down and in throws him for the K.
He leads this team in strikeouts, and not just because he's the Tuesday starter. 51 strikeouts now to just 16 walks, and that'll bring up Adam Retzbach, and he check swings the first pitch. They appeal up the line, and he was able to hold up 1-for-10 last week with a couple of walks but 5 strikeouts.
Retzbach on rehab from Aberdeen.
The 1-0 downstairs. The Orioles have one of the most concentrated farm systems geographically of any team in America. I would wager it's up there with Atlanta.
Yeah.
You've got Delmarva here on the eastern shore of Maryland. 2-0 taken downstairs, 3-0. Then you go up one level and you're in Aberdeen, which is not too far from here. It's on the I-95 corridor. You can actually see the stadium when you're driving down 95. 3-0 on the inside corner for a strike. It's been a large strike zone for both teams so far. From Aberdeen, you go to Bowie, which is about 45 minutes north of D.C., 3-1. Just outside, and it'll be the second walk of the day, a 2-out one, and it'll bring up Noelbert Romero. But from Bowie, you go to Norfolk, which is probably the longest commute between two separate affiliates in this Orioles organization. It's on the southeast coast of Virginia. I drove through there yesterday, a big naval area, the Tides. And then, of course, Baltimore is, well, in Baltimore. You don't need to second-guess where that one is. So runner on first, no score, with two away. First pitch in for a strike.
There's a lot of advantages to having all your affiliates close by. Both the Braves and the Orioles organizations have it. It really means different people in the organization can just watch all levels. It makes it so much simpler to know what's happening throughout your organization.
0-1 taken low for a ball, 1-1. I'm sure it saves lots of money for their advanced scouts and, well, anyone else who's involved as any of their minor league rovers, etc., etc. You certainly do rack up the mileage on 95, and you can almost make a nice triangle. 1-1, caught on and missed, waved at and missed, in fact, on a slow breaker on the outside part of the plate. It's 1-2. If you were to start in Baltimore and head out to the Maryland Eastern Shore where we are now, you could go back to Norfolk and then drive north and hit Bowie and Aberdeen and
just a couple hours.
Yeah, it's not the most pleasant driving with DMV traffic and all, but it could always be worse. Runner on first with two away, the 1-2. Runner's going. It's taken in the dirt. Klarno's throw. If it's on time, it is. It was a great read by Klarno. That was not even close again. So for the second straight inning, the Shorebirds, who steal bases at about a 63% clip, have been caught twice. And the side is retired. We head to the third when we come back, still scoreless here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP. And talent's all right,
Well, we have had 3 caught stealing so far through 2 innings. We've had 0 hits between the 2 teams. We're back here for the top of the third. Nathan Strauss, Jacob Munch with you from Salisbury, Maryland, home of one of the best D2 baseball programs in the country, D3, rather, baseball programs in the country.
And that would be?
Well, Salisbury University.
Ah.
The Seagulls.
Fitting.
First pitch to Tyler Collins in to lead it off, taken down and away for a ball. Collins went 3-for-18, but a timely 3-for-18, walked it off on Saturday and then drove in the only run in extras for the Green Jackets on Sunday. Takes this one low. It's 2-0. Collins also struck out 7 times. When he gets on base, though, he is a threat to run. Actually, last series was the first series where he reached base and did not record a stolen base, but he'll get plunked. Oh, no, I guess it missed him. A breaking ball up and in. It looked like I might have got him on the front shoulder, but nonetheless, 3-0. Beck started off the game with a walk and a hit by pitch. Since then, 4 strikeouts and a caught stealing along with a wild pitch, and he gets one in, a get-me-over fastball at 90 miles an hour. Collins, Tavares, Janis due up here, and this one in for a strike as well. Some dogs joining us in the crowd tonight of all shapes and sizes. 3-2 pitch taken outside, ball 4, and that will put Collins aboard, an instant threat to run, and umpires have been hearing it from both dugouts already. It's been a big zone, but one that has been both big and also maybe erroneously applied at times.
People still trying to figure out a little bit what the strike zone was. Basayo popped out from his catcher's crouch to throw it around the infield.
First pitch to Tavares is called a strike on the inside corner. I mean, that almost hit him in the hand, and he looked back in surprise. It was almost the exact same location as the pitch that was called ball 4. Pickoff throw by Beck to first, and Collins is back in. Collins, 19 of 23 in stolen bases. Didn't get caught until he'd already racked up 13 on the season. Again, pickoff move to first. Not a whole lot of deception in Beck's move to first. And frankly, when you're 7 feet tall, there's not a lot of room for deception, or perhaps room for your head in the clubhouse.
And a lot of taller pitchers also tend to be slow to the plate.
0-1, up and in. And it's taken for a ball. Had to delay because that one was more in the zone, courtesy of our electronic strike zone, than the first pitch. But that's going to be the nature of the beast this week. 1-1 the count. Collins with a 3-step lead at first. And he's going. The pitch is taken high. It's a perfect pitch to throw. Basayo's throw is not in time. And boy, he looked like he was out there. And it's certainly a surprise to see him put out that safe call. Jacob, it looked like he must have slid in somehow and beat the tag.
The tag was around the elbow, and he dove in head first, and I'm just pretty sure his fingers touched the base right before the tag. He didn't tag him on the hand or the forearm. It was a little further up.
2-1 caught on and missed. That was the perfect pitch for a catcher to catch someone on the base pass. More or less a functional pitch out. It was a high fastball.
And it was a good throw, too.
It was a good throw from Basayo. Runner on second, no one away. 2-2 the count to Tavares, and the pitch taken on the outside corner, called strike 3. The strikeout bug has been the big area of concern for Tavi this year. He struck out 10 times in 21 at-bats last week, and he is now tied for the team high, or actually he's still one behind Celedonio, who struck out in his first at-bat. So Justin Janis, who got hit by the first pitch he faced, is at the plate. And Beck will step off. Unlike in Major League Baseball, there's no limit to disengagements when it comes to pickoffs. There is a limit to, obviously, you can't engage then disengage. But the first pitch to Janis is taken up and in. They appeal, and after a quick deliberation, he held up. Janis loves lefties. Hits 412 against them. As a lefty, one of the more unique splits on this Green Jackets roster. The 1-0, down and in.
But Beck is also a lefty pitcher who gives up a lot of hits to lefties. It's counterintuitive to what you think the advantage would be. But again, his ball runs in on lefties right into their power stroke.
You think about it, it just cuts right across the plate into the barrel of the bat. The 2-0, breaking ball, gets the outside corner. A good one there. Again, that breaking ball is so slow. But the length of Beck at 7 feet, 235 pounds is so great, it's really deceptive. 2-1, grounded towards second and through into center field for a base hit. Collins will come in to score without a throw, and Janis once again delivers against a lefty. An RBI single for Justin Janis. and the Green Jackets take the early lead 1-0 here in the third.
Jen is a 378 batting average over the two-week homestand. Keeps it going on the road to get Augusta on the board first. Gotten a hitter's count. Able to use the whole field, go right up the middle with it to drive in Collins.
Janis came into today tied for eighth in the league with a .284 batting average. He continues to climb as Ethan Werkinger, who also came into today tied with a .284 batting average, he's 0-1, takes a strike. Werkinger and Janis, both the staples in the top of this lineup. Janis being held on by Romero at first, and the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Werkinger, unlike the majority of players on this team, does not like the traditional lefty-ready matchup. Hits about 40 points better against righties. Oh, 2. Down and in. Augusta on top, 1-0 here in the third. They've certainly had the more pressing opportunities. They had a runner on third with just one away in the first.
Yet that hit by Janis, the first by either team, even though we've had many guys reach first to start here.
1-2. Popped up on the infield. Now heading back into the outfield is Cullen. Triangle of death here, but Cullen calls for it and makes the catch on the outfield grass. Prado, Craig, and Cullen were all in the area. And again, the wind is going to make it hard to hit one out, and also might make it hard for some fielders today, and that's an area of concern for both these teams, both well towards the bottom of the league in fielding percentage.
No question. And for Delmarva, they've got a few guys playing positions they don't often play, so that could make things even tougher defensively.
First pitch changeup slips from Jared Beck, and Bryson Worrell is the man in the box, struck out his first time up.
The left fielder for Delmarva, Tejada. This is only his fifth start in left field. He typically plays a lot of second base, as that one's in for a strike. And on a windy day, if you don't know how to deal with the wind on the outfield, fly balls could be a bit of an adventure.
Green Jackets up 1-0 here in the third on Justin Janis' RBI single. He's on first with two away. The 1-1, caught on and missed. Fastball up and in, tied him up. Worrell bit by the strikeout bug a little bit as of late. 8 strikeouts and 21 at-bats last week. And that was the concern for him coming into this year. Was a 300 hitter in his time at ECU. A lot of power, a lot of speed. 1-2 pitch, inside and low. In a field with this much space in the outfield, it is short to the corners but long to the power alleys and left and center, and also right field as well, but particularly that left center field gap is massive right now. 2-2 pitch upstairs, and the count goes full. Janis will be in motion. Should the inning extend, Exposito is on deck. Got rung up on a pitch that was a little bit outside of the zone. Had a nice conversation before the game about the electronic strike zone in AAA. 3-2, downstairs, ball 4. And that will put 2 aboard with 2 away.
Jared Beck struggling with control a little more than he's used to. Already 3 walks, plus a hit by pitch in the first 2 2/3. Well, 3 walks in a game is his season high. He's done it many, many times, but he's never gone above that. But the early indications aren't good, and that's why we've got a mound visit right now, as Delmarva tries to get Beck back in sync.
Adam Blade is the man who's coming out to the mound. He is the pitching coach for this team. Played at Penn. Not Penn State, but the University of Pennsylvania before spending a couple of years in the Astros system. And if the name Blade sounds familiar, the once top prospect with the Miami Marlins who got dealt to the Oakland A's this last offseason in a series of interesting Miami moves. It's his older brother, one of the younger coaches that we've seen this year. First and second, 1-0 the score, 2 away with Exposito at the plate, and he'll take the first pitch for a strike in the bottom of the zone.
Once again, a lot of space in left center field for Exposito.
And a big space up the middle as well, as the third baseman is guarding the line, De Los Santos. 0-1. Shot towards the alley in right center field. Craig going back towards it, locates the ball and makes the catch, stumbling towards the track to retire the side. But the Green Jackets get the first run of the game on a Justin Janis RBI single as Collins, who walked and stole second, is the first run of the series. Augusta up 1-0, bottom third coming up when we come back here from Maryland.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Fresh Kid Tee.
Oh, yeah, we back.
Oh, and Zach Boone, by the way.
Yeah, Jones. Yeah.
Back here for the bottom of the third, Green Jackets and the Delmarva Shorebirds are tied at, rather, no longer tied at zero, excuse me. Green Jackets up 1-0 as we come back from break. It'll be 7-8-9 due up this half inning. Romero, who was at the plate when Retzbach got caught stealing to end it, will lead it off. 2-for-7 with a homer and a couple walks last week. He'll be followed by Anderson De Los Santos and Angel Tejada. It is a foreboding sky, Jacob, to say the least.
Yes.
Ready on righty, the matchup. The pitch is grounded toward short. Tavares in on the dirt. Sidearm throw gets him by about 15 feet. Again, first pitch swinging. Bautista went seven innings his last time out and was tremendously economical. And now, through 2 1/3 innings, just 24 pitches. You think if you can keep it around that 10, 12 pitch per inning mark, you're in a pretty good place. Delmarva as a team is the worst team in the league in terms of the number of pitches it takes to get through every inning, with 18 per frame. And the first pitch here, grounded to short. De Los Santos to Tavares to Janis. Two pitches, two groundouts, two away. Well, you can't get much more enticing than that, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, that looked like a play on repeat right there. Tavares doing well both times to get his feet underneath him before making those throws.
Tavares graded as the Green Jackets, rather the Braves' best defender, the best defensive infielder in the system, and perhaps an instructed take there on the first pitch strike to Tejada. 3-for-11, 5 strikeouts last week in left field rather than his normal second base. The 0-1 waved at and missed feebly, and it's 0-2. It was a 7-pitch first inning for Bautista, and he's only needed 4 so far with 2 away already. Augusta up 1-0 in the bottom of the third. The 0-2 pitch. Chopper towards third base. Going to be a tough play. Acton can't barehand it. And it'll be an infield single, as that will be the first hit of the game in somewhat fluky fashion for Tejada.
Hey, you put the ball in play, good things happen. And for Acton, the third baseman there, he was racing in to grab it with the bare hand. But it took a second bounce right before his hand and spun way over towards the line. He stretched out as far as he could with that bare hand, but that ball had a lot of English on the second bounce.
Green Jackets on top, 1-0 here. Tejada aboard. Augusta has caught a runner stealing in each of the first two frames, courtesy of Nick Clarno, and actually both middle infielders have been on the other end of the putout so far. 1-0, the count to Prado, who walked on 4 pitches to begin the game, and this one sliced softly to right center field, going over to the wall. And how about that for a Purdue Stadium home run right there, blooped over the wall. In any other ballpark in the league, that is a flyout, and instead it becomes a two-run shot, and Delmarva takes the lead.
Hey, play to your home ballpark. Prado just using the whole field It just looks like a fly ball to right. Yes, the wind is blowing out towards right field a little bit. But enough juice on it to get out. Bautista slammed his pitching hand into his glove in frustration when it cleared the fence. Because off the bat, it just seems like a routine fly ball.
309 to the corner. That one couldn't have been more than 315 or so. Almost a Fenway Park special of sorts. Stepping in and taking a ball is Young, who flew out on the first pitch he saw back in the first. Now it's 2-1 Delmarva. And this one's fouled off. It's a 1-1 count on the talented shortstop out of Vandy.
We'll also note Delmarva does have action in their bullpen. Number 7, Cesar Alvarez, warming up for the Shorebirds.
1-1 taken for a ball, 2-1. Fifth homer of the year for Prado. Bautista did not give up a homer his last time out. Did give up one to Felix Stevens in the previous week. Stevens, along with fellow Myrtle Beach Pelican Ballesteros, promoted today. 2-1, pop towards center field. Collins coming in. He drops the hat and makes the catch on a run. But the wind and the ballpark favor the Shorebirds here, who, like their namesake, are able to just fly long enough. We head to the top of the fourth. It is now a 2-1 ball game with Delmarva on top. Pitching change, and Jacob Munch will tell you all about it when we come back here in Salisbury.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
We're back here in Salisbury, Maryland, the 2-1 lead for the Delmarva Shorebirds. And now taking over the play-by-play is Jacob Munch.
Thanks so much, Nathan. Cesar Alvarez, the new pitcher for the Delmarva Shorebirds. He'll take over for Jared Beck, who goes three innings, struggled with his command, did Beck, but he only allows one run and one hit in his three innings. So now number 7, the righty, Cesar Alvarez, will take the hill for the Shorebirds. Leading off for Augusta, it'll be Jeremy Celedonio, the right fielder who struck out swinging his first time up. Right-handed batter with a lot of power takes the first pitch over the outside corner for a strike. The count is 0-1. Alvarez throws a fastball, slider, and a changeup. Signed as an international free agent in July of 2019, throws an off-speed pitch outside, and the count is 1-1. To Jeremy Celedonio. Alvarez working quickly. Fires a 1-1. That's broken bat. Pop up behind short. Settling under it is Young. And he will finally make the catch just to the left of his hip for the first out. The barrel of the bat for Celedonio flew all the way out to the shortstop position. So it is a weak contact first out for Cesar Alvarez. Alvarez, a 3.78 earned run average entering today. Doesn't look nearly as tall out on the hill when compared to the 7-foot Jared Beck we saw earlier. Now it'll be Corey Acton for the Green Jackets. He rifles one into left field. Coming on is Tejada. He makes the running catch, tumbling towards the line. And that's an excellent play by the Shorebird left fielder, Angel Tejada, for out number 2. Tejada, not a ton of experience out there in left field. This is just his fifth start out there. We mentioned a couple innings ago, most of his time comes at second base, and that's played right there is not one you'll typically have to make as an out as an infielder. But he made it look rather easy, and that ball is crushed but foul off the bat of Nick Clarno. Here with two outs, the score is 2-1 Delmarva in the top of the fourth inning. Very breezy day. really throughout the whole afternoon, extending here into the evening. 0-1 down and away. Count is one ball and one strike. Clarno grounded out to second base to end the second inning. Now up with two outs in the top of the fourth with his Green Jackets trailing by one. Here's the 1-1. That's a good change up in for a strike. It's 1-2. Clarno seemed geared for a fastball there and was frozen by the off speed. Alvarez from the first base side of the rubber fires a 1-2, and it hit the handle of the bat and went up into the medium bowl here in Purdue Stadium. That was 1 or 2 inches away from being a hit by pitch. Instead, it's just an peculiar-looking foul ball, and the count remains 1-2. The pitch, fly ball into shallow left field. Going out is Young. He calls off Tejada, but Tejada will veer out of the way as Young makes the catch, and that will retire the side. Middle of the fourth inning. Delmarva leads Augusta 2-1 here on the Green Jackets official radio network.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage
Everyone
of being
deserves
the only
a
academic
great
medical center in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Welcome back to Purdue Stadium, bottom of the fourth inning. Delmarva has their 3, 4, and 5 hitters up to bat against Jorge Bautista, and the first pitch is lined back off the top of the screen. A couple inches higher, that might have been into our press box. But the count is nothing and one to Samuel Basayo. The lefty hitting catcher, 0-1 with a ground out to second, takes the 0-1 outside. An off-speed pitch from Bautista, and it's 1-1. The lefty batter rests the bat on his back shoulder, awaiting patiently, and Bautista fires the 1-1, popped up into foul territory down the left field line. It will go out of play. They have a little berm out there past the third base seats. That's where it bounces around before it's picked up by a young fan, and the count is 1-2 on Basayo. Alongside Nathan Strauss, I'm Jacob Munch. 2-1 is the score. The Shorebirds lead the Green Jackets. Here's the 1-2. Flown into left field. Workinger barely has to move. He'll make the catch for the first out of the bottom of the fourth. Basayo is retired. So that'll bring up Trendon Craig. Craig batting 302. After going 0-1 in the first at-bat. He had a nice little series last weekend in Salem, 5-19. And he really seems to be on the verge of breaking out. He had some injuries earlier in the year as he takes strike one, a fastball at 91 miles per hour over the outside corner. Bautista's 0-1, that's low in the count even now at a ball and a strike to the Delmarva right fielder. Craig, 6'1", 195 pounds, the 22-year-old from Atlanta, Georgia, playing his hometown's affiliate team this week, and he hammers the 1-1 into deep right field. Going back is Celedonio at the wall, and it is gone. A solo home run for Trendon Craig. And Delmarva gets a home run for the second straight inning, and the Shorebirds extend their lead. It's 3-1. 103 miles per hour off the bat for Trendon Craig. He mentioned it seemed like he might be breaking out. Well, he takes a fastball middle-middle from Jorge Bautista and destroyed it the other way. Well over the advertisement signs in right field. Delmarva now with a 3-1 advantage, their second home run in four batters. Now brings up the lefty hitting Greg Cullen. On rehab is Cullen. 0-for-1 with a strikeout looking his first time. And he flies that one into left field. Drifting back is Ethan Werkinger. Settles under it about 6 feet in front of the warning track and straightaway left to make the catch for the second out of the frame.
Just the second time this season with a multi-home run game against Bautista, the first since a game against Columbia back at SRP Park in late April.
And in a way, it's not a bad thing, Nathan, to give up solo home runs. Like, his pitch count's still down. It hasn't been too stressful for Bautista. He's just made a couple pitches that Delmarva has taken full advantage of. The first pitch in the dirt to Adam Retzbach, and the count is 1-0. Retzbach reached on a walk in the second, then was caught stealing. You could see he was itching to go the pitch prior to when he did attempt to steal. 1-0, that's outside and low. Count is 2 balls and no strikes. Bautista has thrown 44 pitches so far with 2 outs in the bottom of the fourth. The righty who wears number 36 winds and delivers. That's outside. And the count now 3-0. With Noelbert Romero on deck. Here's the 3-0 to Retzbach. Swing and a miss. Took a good cut at a fastball down the middle, but came up empty. It's 3-1. The Augusta second baseman Exposito shifted towards the second base bag. The outfield a little over towards right. The 3-1 cut on and missed again. Another fastball down Broadway. That is missed, and it's 3-2. Retzbach readies, and the full count offering is grounded hard towards short. Right there is Tavares, settles underneath it and throws out Retzbach at first to retire the side. But Delmarva gets another run. It's a Trendon Craig solo home run to extend the Shorebird lead. It's 3-1 at the end of four here on the official radio networks of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway. Right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We enter the fifth inning at Purdue Stadium in Salisbury, Maryland, where the home Shorebirds lead 3-1 over the Green Jackets. Delmarva entering today with a 27-36 win-loss record. They've lost 8 of their last 10, but in a rather good position here, up 3-1 at the end of 4.
It'll be Tyler Collins to lead off for Augusta in the visiting fifth, and he slams one out to left field. Going back and making the twisting catch is Tejada in deep left for the first out of the frame. You could see the outfield inexperience for Angel Tejada, but he was able to make the catch, and that's the first out of the fifth. We mentioned earlier, it's a bit of a tough day for outfielders. Tejada was racing back over his left shoulder, then had to spin the other way over his right shoulder, but no harm, no foul as he made the catch. First pitch to Tavares, swung on and missed. It's nothing and one. Augusta back to the top of the lineup, trailing 3-1 here in the fifth. Cesar Alvarez fires an 0-1. That missed a little inside with a breaking ball. And the count is 1-1 with one out. And the number one hitter wearing number one for Augusta. Tavares batting a little below the Mendoza line, takes the 1-1 down and away. It's two balls and a strike. The 2-1 grounded weakly foul towards the Delmarva third base dugout. And Felipe Rojas Alou Jr., the manager for Shorebirds. Wind picking up again. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Alvarez goes to the breaking ball and gets a strikeout of Tavares. Second time he's gone down via the K. And there's quickly two away here in the visiting fifth as Justin Janis will step to bat for the Green Jackets. 1-for-1 on the day as Janis was hit by a pitch in the first, an RBI single in the third. Lefty batter. Check swing, bloop towards third base in foul territory, hoping for a play, but no, that's in the second row of seats, just out of the reach of De Los Santos, and the count is nothing and one. Alvarez has made quick work of the first five Green Jacket hitters he's faced so far. Ready, Roxton delivers an 0-1, that's outside, and the count is 1-1 to Janis. Lefty batter with bright yellow batting gloves. Ready's for the 1-1. He lines it foul, hard into the netting above the Delmarva third base dugout, and the count is 1-2. Augusta in their road gray jerseys today. Delmarva, their home whites. Cesar Alvarez winds and delivers a 1-2. It's taken low, and the count is 2-2. Good leave by Janis there on the breaking ball with two strikes.
More like a gust of wind.
Here's the 2-2 from Alvarez. That's outside as well, and the count is full, 3-2. It's been a while, Nathan, since you and I have been on a call, but you've still got all your dad jokes at the ready. Here's the 3-2 to Janis. Hammered foul down on the third base side, out of play towards the parking lot. And the count remains 3-2.
Well, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Cliches as well. You've got the whole bag. Here's the 3-2 to Justin Janis. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Basayo with the block. The lob to first to complete the strikeout. And it is a 1-2-3 inning for Cesar Alvarez. He's retired. The first six batters he's faced in halfway through here at Purdue Stadium. The score is Delmarva 3, Augusta 1, here on the official radio network of the Green Jackets.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at wowway.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
We enter the bottom of the fifth inning at Purdue Stadium, where the host Delmarva Shorebirds look to extend what is currently a 3-1 advantage. Delmarva will have the bottom third of their order, Romero de los Santos and Tejada, to bat against Jorge Bautista. Bautista, the 22-year-old, who has been the rather dependable opening week starter for Augusta, a righty who fires the first pitch. That is high ball one, and the count is 1-0. Bautista, native of La Romana, Dominican Republic, winds and delivers a 1-0. It's inside. The count is 2-0. Not a super imposing figure, 6 feet, 155 pounds, is the 22-year-old. He rocks and delivers a 2-0. That glances the outside corner, much to the dismay of Noelberto Romero, and the count is 2-1. Flown through the first half of this game in less than an hour. As Bautista delivers a 2-1, that's also in there for a strike. It's now 2-2. Of course, there is the pitch clock. Just deliver your pitch within 15 seconds if no one's on base. Bautista's doing it in about 9 seconds. His 2-2 popped up on the infield in foul territory, racing over as the third baseman. Now the catcher, Clarno, makes the catch for the first out of the frame. Good communication by Nick Clarno, because it looked for a while that Corey Acton was settled under it, but the wind was pushing it back towards home plate. Clarno makes the play for out number one, and that'll bring up Anderson De Los Santos.
Trying out something new here with Mike.
And the test is that it is very low.
The test is that it's really quiet. Oh, how...
That ball's hammered into left center field. Racing in is the center fielder, Collins. And he will make the catch on the run. Boy, anytime these outfielders race after a ball, the caps go flying off the heads. But that's the second out of the frame.
Number 30, Angel Tejada.
Well, we're trying something new.
We are? Yeah.
We're trying it.
Not sure how well it's working. You get a little bit of an echo there. We apologize to those of you listening. That first pitch fouled off right off the facing of the press box to our right. Almost went to our colleagues over there on the far side of this press box. So all the media is in one room, just spaced out over 7-8 different windows. The 0-1 to Tejada popped foul, and the count is nothing in two. We are in potential position to get foul balls as the wind once again picks up. Nothing in two to Angel Tejada. 1-for-1, scored a run on the Prado two-run home run. Here's the 0-2. That's lashed foul, heads up. Flying into the... It's almost like a beer garden sort of thing out down the right field line. They got a tent at the top, then like lawn chair seats kind of down multiple rows of steps. But the count is 0-2, still to Tejada with two outs. That pitch just outside. Bautista wanted it, didn't get it. And the count is 1-2. Three-one is the advantage for Delmarva. The 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed, strike three, a breaking ball down and away, punches out Tejada, and it's a 1-2-3 bounce back frame for Jorge Bautista at the end of five innings. Delmarva leads Augusta 3-1 here on the Green Jackets official radio network at the end of five innings.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
We enter the sixth inning of play. Delmarva leading Augusta 3-1. Alongside Nathan Strauss, I am Jacob Munch. We'll be with you this whole week as Augusta tries to finish the first half of the season on a positive note and hence try to start the second half of the season, more importantly, honestly, on a good note as well. Augusta will have their 3, 4, and 5 hitters up here in the top of the sixth inning, trailing by 2 runs, starting with Ethan Workinger, the power hitting outfielder for Augusta, readies for the first pitch, and he swings and misses at it down and in. Count is 0-1. The righty Cesar Alvarez has retired the first 6 batters he's faced today. 2 strikeouts and then 4 pop-ups or fly balls. The 0-1. That's in there for a strike, a breaking ball at the knees. Freezes Workinger, and it's 0-2. Big hole on the right side of the infield between the second baseman Cullen and the first baseman Romero. The 0-2 to Workinger, pounded foul almost into the dugout, and then off the hands of the third base coach Cody Gabella. And the count is 0-2. Workinger 0-2 on the day, a fly out to right and a pop-up to the second baseman against the lefty Beck. Just tried to go the other way with it, was unsuccessful. Here's the 0-2. Ooh, grounded foul. That pitch almost hit him. It was so far inside at about knee height. Workinger battling. He had a terrific week last week, 11 for 23, 12 RBIs, 3 home runs. The 0-2, that's down and away. It's 1-2. Some might say he was snubbed for the Carolina League Player of the Week. Nothing against the competition. It was just Workinger had a fantastic last 6 days. Still alive here on 1-2. The pitch from Alvarez is flown into left center field. Racing back is Tejada and Prado. It will be Prado, the center fielder, to make the catch for the first out of the frame. So Workinger now 0-3, and that'll bring up Bryson Worrell. Worrell 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout swinging. Batting average of 193, an OPS of 746. Only has 3 home runs on the year. Takes the first pitch just a smidge outside ball one. Worrell had a real bad stretch prior to Sunday. He's trying to propel that into more success this week against the Shorebirds, but he takes the 1-0 inside, and the count now 2-0. Alvarez has worked quite efficiently. That was just pitch number 30 through 2 1/3 innings. The righty's 2-0. That's up and away. It ticked off the glove of Basayo to the screen. It's now 3 balls and no strikes to the lefty hitter Worrell, who is tonight's designated hitter. Will also get some time in the outfield as well. Ready's for a 3-0. That's just inside ball four, and it'll be a 4-pitch walk to Bryson Worrell, his second base on balls of the day. And Augusta will bring the tying man to the plate in the form of E.J. Exposito. As the Green Jackets trail 3-1 here in the top of the sixth inning, 1 out. Worrell on first, and Exposito the batter. It's the first base runner to reach against Alvarez today. Here's the first pitch to Exposito. Long holds, and the pitch is inside ball one. Alvarez firing that pitch with 1 second to go on the pitch clock.
And Worrell 7-for-8 on stolen base attempts on the year, but he hasn't had one in the last 2.5 weeks.
And I don't know if Basayo's the catcher you want to be running on either. He's got a great arm that he's already showed today. The 1-0 over the outside corner, and the count is 1-1 to Exposito. EJ batting 220, does have 5 home runs, 29 ribbies on the season. An OPS coming out to a 686 for the right-handed batter as Alvarez steps off. Large hole again on the right side of the infield against Exposito. Alvarez comes set below the chest. A long hold for the righty. And he fires a 1-1. That's flown into left field. Coming in a few strides is Tejada, settling under it. He will make the catch with one hand for the second out of the sixth inning. Exposito is retired and is now 0-3 on the day. So with two away, that'll bring up Jeremy Celedonio. The right fielder today for Augusta has immense power. Nothing to show for it so far today. A strikeout swinging and a pop-up to shortstop. 21-year-old from the DR. Right-handed batter who waves the bat slowly over his right shoulder and watches a pickoff throw go to first. It trickled away from Romero. To be honest, if he's able to make that catch, it might have been an out. The throw from Alvarez was one such that the tag was coming right into the hands of the diving Bryson Worrell. But Worrell is safe, so Alvarez will refocus back on the mound. The righty fires. There goes the runner. The pitch is a ball. The throw to second. Not in time. They say that the tag was not made by Cullen. The throw was a little up the right field side, so Cullen had to catch and attempt to sweep tag, and they ruled that he did not get Bryson Worrell. So, Nathan, as you predicted, it's another stolen base. It's been a little while for Worrell, but now he's in scoring position with two outs and a 1-0 count to Celedonio. The 1-0 pitch in the dirt, kept in the home plate area by Basayo. Count moves to 2-0 on Jeremy Celedonio, 11 home runs on the season, 29 runs batted in. The left fielder Tejada playing deep, respecting Celedonio's power. Alvarez is 2-0. That's inside in the count, 3 balls and no strikes. With Corey Acton on deck. Still just one hit today for Augusta, and it was the RBI single from Justin Janis in the third. Looking for another base knock here with a runner in scoring position, the 3-0. Right in there at the letters for a strike. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. Bryson Worrell on second after a one-out walk and then a stolen base earlier in this at-bat. Two down for Celedonio. The 3-1 pitch from Cesar Alvarez. Just catches the knees on the outside corner with a fastball. And the count is full 3-2. That's a great spot from Alvarez. Not much you can do with that if you're Celedonio. But now the count is full with two outs. Runner on second, Augusta trails by 2. You're in the top of the sixth. The full count pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Blew a fastball by him inside, and that sets down Celedonio and sets down the Green Jackets. In the sixth inning for Augusta, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left. We're halfway through the sixth inning. Jorge Bautista back to work right after this here on the Green Jackets official radio network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We enter the bottom of the sixth inning here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. We have an official guest who we'd love to have on air, but I don't really know how that works with mascots. As Sherman the Shorebird is here with us, and we got a photo shoot and everything. Thank you very much, Nathan Strauss, for taking that picture. We've got a memento for the day. So Sherman will be happy as it's the top of the Delmarva order coming up here in the sixth inning against Jorge Bautista. Starting with Elio Prado, who walked in the first inning, was caught stealing, and then hit a home run in the third inning, a two-run shot. Sherman tells me the caught stealing was a bad call and that he was safe in the first. But, I don't know, there may be a little bit of bias there. I'm not sure. The first pitch from Bautista is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Carter Young on deck for the Shorebirds, the 0-1. That's flown into right center field. Jogging over is the center fielder, Collins. And he makes the catch at hip height for out number one. And Prado's retired at bat for the first time today. Jorge Bautista still in very good shape in terms of pitch count. That was just pitch number 61. But Sherman doesn't mind if he stays in if he keeps giving up home runs. Augusta would prefer Bautista to keep the Shorebirds off the scoreboard the rest of the day as the Green Jacket bats a little slow to wake up through the first six innings. First pitch fouled off by Carter Young, and it's nothing and one. There is action in the Delmarva bullpen. Luis Sanchez warming up. The 20-year-old right-hander might come in for Alvarez, who's pitched three good innings. That ball's hammered down the right field line, foul. And the count is nothing and two to Carter Young. So, Sherman, how was the first half for Delmarva? He's a little quiet. That's okay. I don't know if broadcasting's in his future. No? Okay, maybe social media or something. You can do a lot on there. Young has to get a new bat as he broke it on that foul ball. The count is nothing and two still.
I mean, it's a good thing that Sherman is a Shorebird and not the other kind of bird that is featured around this stadium, because Purdue Chicken, well, that would mean a very unpleasant near future. And it would be a little bit of a macabre mascot
and
to have.
Oh, yes. Nathan is getting stared at like crazy right now by Sherman the Shorebird. Here's the 1-2 to Carter Young. That's outside Bautista.
I mean, I do love a good Shorebird, which I don't think is an official genus or species,
Do all Shorebirds have this type of hair, the multicolored?
It looks like Sherman's wearing almost a yarmulke of sorts.
Oh, yes, indeed. Maybe it's a baseball hat.
Oh, it's a baseball. You know what? It's a backwards baseball hat that I didn't see the brim of.
The 2-2 is cut out and missed by Young, and Bautista has a strikeout. And there's
and
now
Sherman
two
Sherman dancing
outs.
The horror as we head out. Well, we do really do
pleasure.
See something new every day in minor league baseball.
Well, then you can't blame Sherman either. We're the first radio broadcasters they've had here in Delmarva, and we're at the end of the first half of the year, so.
In fairness, it really did look like a yarmulke if you couldn't see the brim on the backwards hat, and that was not my vantage point.
No, yeah, exactly. You had no chance to see that. He's got a very big head, as most mascots do, as the first pitch to Basayo's outside ball one. Now Bautista's 1-0. That's a breaking ball in for a strike, and the count even now at 1-1. I feel like that's how you know you're in minor league baseball, when you've got a mascot just hanging with you during a game on the broadcast. 1-1 down and in, it's 2-1. I enjoyed it though, it was fun. Lefty batter Basayo 0-2 on the day, a ground out to second and a fly out to left. 2-1 is ruled a ball. Both Bautista and Clarno disappointed that wasn't a strike in their favor. So now a nice hitter's count for Basayo, who has 6 home runs on the year, 43 runs batted in. And he hammers the 3-1 down to first, fielding the 3-hopper is Janice. He'll take it to the bag himself, and it's another 1-2-3 quick and easy inning for Jorge Bautista. At the end of 6 innings, Delmarva leads Augusta 3-1. Pitching change for the Shorebirds. We'll have more information on the new Delmarva pitcher when we come to the top of the 7th inning right after this here on the Green Jackets official radio network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult.
That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
We enter the top of the seventh inning. New pitcher for Delmarva is Luis Sanchez. And to take you the rest of the way on play-by-play, it's the voice of the Green Jackets, Nathan Strauss.
Thank you very much, Jacob. Congratulations on your affiliated baseball debut, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Is the 20-year-old Dominican Luis Sanchez in here with a 3-1 lead in the top of the seventh. And he is inheriting a lead after each of the previous two pitchers went three full innings. We have the final line for the Delmarva starter, Jared Beck, who went three innings and gave up one run. He walked three and struck out five. Alvarez, who followed him, was terrific. Only gave up one base runner and faced just 10 men. Corey Acton in to lead it off. Augusta has just one hit. It was the RBI single for Janice. And that was all the way back in the third as the first pitch misses down low. Sanchez out of San Francisco de Macorís, not San Pedro de Macorís, where a number of Green Jackets originated. The 1-0 caught on and missed, making his 15th appearance of the year, all in relief, a whip of 1.43 and a little bit more than one strikeout per inning. 11 earned runs in his 20 frames. This one bounces up. Basayo can't locate it. It's an advantage hitter count here for Corey Acton, who, as with every Green Jackets player not named Justin Janis, still has a zero in the hit column today. Maybe not the ideal way to start off a series, especially after you score 9 runs on Sunday in a loss. 2-1 pitch, tipped foul. Sanchez, 6 feet tall, 167. He is right-handed.
I was curious, Nathan, to see how the bats would fare for Augusta after an 11 and a half hour bus ride. Yes, it was yesterday, but that can still take a toll on your body a little bit.
This pitch misses way inside, and it is a full count here on Acton, who is in here to lead off the frame with Clarno and Collins to follow. 3-2, line towards right field, but foul. Once again, a 3-2 count. And the pitch, broken bat, chopper towards third. The shortstop fields it, his throw to first, not even close. Would have been an impossible play as the bat for Acton shatters into about 10 fragments over on the left side of the pitcher's mound. So the Green Jackets get their second hit of the day in somewhat fortuitous style. Acton with excellent speed, however. He stole 3 bases in the last couple of weeks. He actually stole second and third in his same trip around the base paths. He ended up scoring. And it's a good way to lead off the inning, especially when you are just desperately searching for any kind of presence offensively. Acton has now reached for the 13th straight game, and another man who has reached in 13 straight, Nick Clarno, is at the plate. Clarno 0-for-2, a ground out and a pop out. Augusta down 3-1, but the tying run comes to the plate here in the seventh. Acton a massive lead, the 1-0. On the inside corner at 94, 1-1.
The thing, though, if you're acting over on first, I don't know if you want to steal in this situation because they need you as a base runner. It's not a one-run lead. You don't have to be in scoring position right now.
1-1, way outside. But given how errant Sanchez has looked so far, it wouldn't be the worst time to think about it.
That is a good point for sure. Basayo threw out Acton in the second inning, but besides that, Augusta's had good success trying to steal second base today.
Two-one, flown towards right field, shallow in foul ground. Going towards the stands is Craig, and that one will land over by the patio. The Green Jackets so far, well, it's not exactly been a well-worn path to first. 2 hits and 4 walks with a hit by pitch. And that's been it as far as base runners go. 2-2 here on Clarno. Acton extends the lead. And the pitch. Slow chopper towards third. Fielded on a couple hops by De Los Santos. He will only have a throw to second, so it'll end up being a fielder's choice. on a 5-4 put out there at the second base bag. Clarno now on at first. The Green Jackets did take a number of walks early on in this game, and something of a trend with this Delmarva team issuing the second most walks in the league. They also come into today with far and away the worst pitching staff in the month of June by walks and hits per innings pitched, and also over the course of the whole season. The Green Jackets, however, are last in the month of June in terms of ERA at 6.58 coming into today.
And that explains why both teams are having terrible months of June.
Yeah, these two teams have combined to go 9 of their last 45.
Oof.
Coming into today, which is not the greatest of stretches. Excuse me, 9 of their last 42. Pitch taken down low to Collins, who walked and scored the Green Jackets' only run of the game in the third, runner on first, and the pitch is popped up left side of the infield, and De Los Santos goes into foul ground, chasing Cody Gabella back to the Delmarva dugout. He'll make the catch 2 away.
I think manager Gabella was very hesitant there to, I don't think he wanted to move. That ball was just following him, so eventually he had to get out of the way.
Now is a time where it really would make sense to possibly run here. Nick Clarno, not the fastest, but he does have a couple of stolen bases to his name. Was not caught in his senior year. He was 9-0 on the base pass. As Tavares takes a fastball for a strike at 95.
We have seen rather large leads by, feels like, almost everyone today.
Jorge Bautista is going to come back out for the 7th. There's no action in the bullpen. 0-1. Sliced foul off the handle of the bat to Tavares. It's 0-2. 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. He walked in the first and was stranded at third. It would be Bautista's 4th outing in a row of going 6 innings or more, which he's already accomplished. 0-2. Taken outside. On the outside corner for a called strike 3. It'll be a hat trick for Tavares, who doesn't like the call. But the Green Jackets will squander a leadoff single, as coming back to retire the next couple of batters is Luis Sanchez. 7th inning stretch time. We'll take the break. Augusta down 3-1 here in Maryland.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Well, thank God I'm a country boy, the John Denver classic, best known for being maybe his 4th best song in his long repertoire, is playing here after the 7th inning stretch. It is a big ag territory here. I mean, you've got Purdue Chicken and also Tyson Chicken, both sharing, well, not sharing, but both hosting, I suppose, hosting the their factories in and around this area. But that's neither here nor there, perhaps. As we head to the bottom of the 7th, it'll be Craig, who homered his last time up. An insurance run as it stands, and he'll line the first pitch towards the gap. It'll drop in for a single as he becomes the first player with a multi-hit game today with a leadoff knock against Bautista. Pitching into the 7th inning for the 2nd straight game as someone will begin to warm in the bullpen down the right field line for Augusta. We'll wait and see who it ends up being.
Sorry, Nathan. It had been 8 in a row retired by Bautista before that base knock for Craig. Only 72 pitches for Jorge through 6-plus so far.
He takes the leadoff of first. Greg Cullen is the man in the box. Pickoff throw not in time. It is 3-1 with Delmarva on top, looking to break a 4-game losing streak. They came into today second in the league in OPS, just 1 point behind the league leaders, and you can see why. Of their four hits, two of them have left the yard. The first pitch here, down and in. Cullen 0 for 2 in his return to Delmarva, where he rehabbed last year.
His rehab's been a little odd this year. He got injured April 22nd and then returned to rehab on June 5th, but then had another 10 days off before he rejoined Delmarva on the 15th.
Runners going, pitch taken for a strike. The throw down is dropped by Tavares. It was going to be a close play regardless, and sliding in safely is Craig.
Craig showing he can do a little bit of it all. We saw the power earlier. Now the speed. Got a good jump. And even if Tavares catches that cleanly, I think he's probably safe at second base. Delmarva looking to add more insurance.
Craig hit 258 in high A last year. And back here in Delmarva so far this year. The 1-1 taken upstairs. As a man gets up and throwing in the bullpen. Looks like Ronaldo Alessandro is the man who is loosening. Green Jackets used six arms on Sunday, tied for the most in a game this year. Runner on second, no one out. Got to put this ball in play if you're Cullen, 2-1. Outside and low, 3-1. Or, of course, a walk would do the trick. There's the base open at first.
If he does put this in play, Cullen wants to pull it, find a way to move Craig over to third with less than two outs.
This will be the 77th pitch for Bautista. 3-1. Checked his swing. And they appeal up the middle. He did not go. So the first two men are aboard here in the seventh. For Retzbach, who is 0-for-1 with a walk and a caught stealing. And that will bring out Nick Clarno just to give some instructions, perhaps, in the event of a attempted steal. Retzbach is the man at the plate. Two aboard, no one away in the bottom of the seventh.
This could be a good bunting situation, except for Retzbach is a catcher, not a lot of speed on rehab. I don't think they sent him to rehab to bunt. Augusta really not seeming to think of a bunt.
First pitch here taken inside for a ball. The infield is shifted to play him to pull, and for a righty, that means there's a lot of space on the right-hand side of the infield, and Janis not even holding on the runner at first with a huge hole to the right of second. The pitch taken for a strike. Something of a delayed call there. It's 0-2.
Both pitches this AB have been quite delayed.
All of a sudden, the bottom of the zone has opened up again for the pitching staff on both sides. 0-2, first and second. The pitch. Chaykin thought about offering, and it's low and away.
It's a good two-strike pitch right there by Bautista. Not too far off the plate.
Not quite a waste pitch either at that point. No. More of a purpose pitch. The count 1-2. Three-step lead off of second for Craig. The pitch taken in the dirt. That was more of a waste pitch there. Tomorrow it'll be Spencer Schwellenbach coming off yet another quality start last week, who will be going up against Juan de los Santos, who is 1-6. Kind of an improbable win-loss record. And, of course, I don't really believe that wins and losses matter all that much for pitchers, but still something that catches the eye. The 2-2 tipped foul. Just got a piece of it. On Thursday, John Carlos Lara will go up against Bradley Bramer before Owen Murphy gets the mound Friday against Edgar Portes. And then a couple of new starters for the Green Jackets Saturday and Sunday, Strickland Martinez, who haven't really started games this year. 2-2 taken on the inside corner, and while they're awarding that one as a ball, looked like a pretty good pitch, a sinker that time, and the count goes full. See if there's any action here with no one out and two aboard. Also a two-run lead for Delmarva. Hitting 091 in this rehab stint. Throw him a strike. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. And that he did. Beautiful backdoor slider. And it is caught on and missed for the first out of the inning.
That's a big first out for Jorge Bautista right there.
Means the double play can get you out of the inning. You're able to keep the runner away from third with less than two outs, at least to start here.
First and second with one away now. Green Jackets down two. Only six hits combined between the two teams. And as this one's in for a strike, three of those six hits have been infield hits. Or rather, two of those six hits have been true infield hits. The other one a slow grounder that found a hole. Runners going for third. The pitch taken outside. No throw from Clarno. Good jump. And also, with a righty at the plate, it was going to be a real hard time to get that throw off, especially with the pitch being down and away. So the runners now at the corners.
Two stolen bases here in the inning for Craig.
Now runners at the corners with one away. 1-1. Swung on and missed way out in front there.
Pulled the string on him. A little surprised the corner infielders aren't in for Augusta. Down by two. They seem to be playing entirely for the double play.
Romero 0 for 2, including a ground out. And the 1-2. Grounder towards third. Acton dives. He'll throw to second for one. Tavares to first. He got him! A beautiful 5-4-3 double play, all started by the dive of Corey Acton. And that double play defense pays dividends as the Green Jackets will strand an insurance run at third. We'll head to the top of the eighth as, for the second straight week, Bautista goes 7, racking up yet another quality start. Green Jackets down 2. They'll look to chip away when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride.
Yeah, you can tell you've been calling games by yourself all season.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance.
No, he has too.
Columbus, Ohio.
We're back here in the Eastern Shore of Maryland. We're not too far away from UMass, University of Maryland Eastern Shore, which is located in about 15 miles away. But that's neither here nor there. Defensive change here as still rehabbing Greg Cullen has been replaced at second as Janis gets his second base hit. He is aboard with a leadoff single to begin this frame, and the Green Jackets will be able to bring the tying run to the plate in the form of hitless Ethan Werkinger, looking to reach to extend this on-base streak in this remarkable June that he has been having so far. Replacing Cullen at second is Rolfi Cruz, playing up the middle here. Again, big hole on the push side, the right side of the infield. Werkinger's first pitch of the at-bat is inside for a ball. 3-1 the score. Janis is on first. He now has two singles and a hit by pitch. He has now reached multiple times in each of his last six games. The 1-0 to Werkinger. Misses away. 2-0. On deck, Bryson Worrell, who has had some success in getting on base today with two walks. The Green Jackets have actually been on base more than the Shorebirds, despite trailing by two. 2-0 pitch outside, and it's 3-0. No need to swing here.
Nope.
If you're Ethan Werkinger, should be auto-take territory when you're down a couple of runs in the eighth.
But he is the tying run. 3-0 could be the best pitch
and
you
also
get,
the
your
team,
best power hitter.
And the team leader in home runs as well. So maybe I spoke too soon. We'll see what he does here with a 3-0 pitch. and it's taken way up high at the eye. So sometimes the debates get solved for you, Jacob. You don't even have to think about what you're going to do there when the pitch misses the zone by that much. So two runners aboard here. Janis at second and Werkinger at first. Bryson Worrell with excellent speed. I don't think most teams would ever bunt with a cleanup man at the plate at the same time with his speed. It's not the worst time to think about bunting for a hit.
And corners
with first,
are back.
With the corners back, and he'll pop the first pitch up, foul and out of play. We are in a textbook infield fly situation here with the wind blowing in.
I got a fan right on the arm.
Sounds to me like you should be making that play.
He had no intention of having that ball come near him.
0-1 fastball way out of the zone. Worrell, two walks today. Before last series, since his arrival to the Green Jackets, he was second in the league in walk percentage. He walked about 29% of his at-bats. And then last week, with the strike-throwing Mudcats, it went awry. This one on the outside edge for a strike 1-2. Janis at second, working at first, decent speed on the base paths. Also, a tandem that has successfully executed a double steal in this same situation, although with reversed runners earlier this year. 1-2 pitch tipped into the mitt, strike three. Second strikeout for Worrell, and there is one away. That'll bring up Exposito.
Big strikeout for Sanchez there. That's kind of what he needs to get this inning going. Keeps the double play in order.
Exposito flew out to medium depth left field. Outfield in the left field corner, very deep, is Tejada. And shallow in center and right. First pitch, a soft breaking ball in the zone for a strike, 0-1. Exposito, one RBI behind Ethan Werkinger for the team high. The pitch fouled off. It's 0-2. Green Jackets, you mentioned, Jacob, at the beginning of the game how this would be a good small ball type of game. Well, they've only had three hits today. All have been singles. That's hard to play small ball when you're not putting the ball in play all that frequently. The 0-2, taken strike three right down the middle. And he goes down on strikes. Back-to-back Ks here for Sanchez, and there's two away.
I guess Exposito was looking for a breaking ball because that was a fastball about thigh height right down the middle of the plate. And it just stayed right in there for strike three. This inning has not gone the way Augusta was hoping the last two batters.
Celedonio next to the plate. Two on and two out. Green Jackets down two, and first pitch swinging is cut on and missed. Celedonio, two strikeouts and a pop-up. He's reached in six straight games, which is his longest such streak of the year, and at this point in the eighth, in jeopardy of maybe this being his final chance to extend that. 0-1. Soft grounder towards the shortstop hole. It's fielded by the shortstop. His throw to first is not going to be in time, as Young had trouble with the transfer, and that will load up the bases. Celedonio, not exactly fleet of foot, but he was able to beat it out. It took an awful long time for Young to get that one away.
And it took a long time for him to just get to the ball. He seemed to be slowly gliding, just taking his time the entire way. And now it looks like Augusta may have a pinch hitter coming up here. So we have a delay. I guess no one was in the on-deck circle. But, yeah, that's just a lapse, I think, by Young out there at shortstop. Yes, he had a little bit of trouble on the transfer. But there's no way that ball should be a hit for a guy of Celedonio's speed.
It is going to go down as a base hit, but it looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter here as Francisco Floyd is going to come in to bat for Corey Acton.
Maybe that was the delay because he was coaching first.
Indeed it is. Jair Casanova now out to coach first, and Francisco Floyd will get a chance to pinch hit here as...
You need some pine tar.
I believe you need some pine tar. Got to be careful in these situations not to get a pitch clock violation as a hitter for being too late to get into the box. And I think they're going to be lenient with him here, perhaps, because he was coaching first. And now they will start up the clock. So Francisco Floyd will go righty on righty here. Bases loaded. and two away. High stakes situation for Francisco Floyd. It's 0-for-1 when pinch hitting this year. Green Jackets yet for a pinch hit knock on the season. They've only done it three times. And this one is caught on and missed. It's 0-1. Janis opened up the inning with a single. He's on third. Workinger drew a walk. He's on second. And Celedonio, infield single, is on first. Green Jackets down 2. 0-1. Up high with a fastball. Green Jackets have drawn more bases loaded walks than any other team this year in the Carolina League. Are in the middle of the pack in terms of bases loaded batting average. Need at least a run here. 2 to tie. 1-1. Outside and low.
Good speed in the tying run on second and Worrell.
Two and one, the count to Floyd. Righty on righty matchup with two away. The pitch popped foul out of play down the right field line. With the bases loaded this year, the Green Jackets have the second best OPS in the league. They hit .333 with the bases loaded. They're looking for a knock here. Crowd making some noise. With deuces wild, 3 on, and a 2-2 count with 2 away to Floyd. The pitch is taken up high, and that will load up the count. So the utmost action count here. Everyone will be in motion with the bases juiced. And it's a spot where Sanchez has to throw a strike. The wind in the pitch. Line towards the alley in right center field. Coming in is the center fielder, Prado, and it's the right fielder who will make the catch. It just hung up in the air for a little bit too long. The Green Jackets leave them loaded in the frame. They have now left 9 men on base over the course of the contest. We go to the bottom of the 8th. The score is 3-1, Delmarva on top.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We're back here. We've got a pitching change for the Green Jackets, their first of the day. It is Ronaldo Alessandro, the big righty in relief of Jorge Bautista, who once again was excellent. He's on the hook for the loss, but he only gives up 4 hits. He goes 7 innings, strikes out 4, walks 3, 2 home runs, the only real blemish. But you'd think that a quality start, 7 innings of 3-run ball, should be good enough to keep your team in it. And had it not been for the 9 left on base in the first 8 frames, well, he wouldn't be in line for the loss. Very efficient with his pitches as well.
Oh, yeah. Delmarva helped him out a little bit, a lot of first pitch swinging. But Bautista was excellent again, made 2 mistakes on the home runs. One of them didn't even seem like much of a mistake. It just seemed like a fly ball that continued to carry. But he pitched excellent again. No matter what, he's put the bullpen in good shape for the next couple of days in this series. And now Alessandro is going to try to keep this at a 2-run game.
Alessandro was great in the rain-shortened game. As the first pitch here fouled off by De Los Santos, 8-9-1 due up. Prado, the danger man with the home run, is in the hole to start off this inning. And remember, the one of the hits that Bautista gave up was just a little nubber down the third baseline. The 0-1 fouled off, and it's 0-2. Bautista now has 60% of the Green Jackets' quality starts this year, 3 of the 6. Schwellenbach and De Grand Prix, who's now in Rome, have the other two. 0-2. Taken down and in. Green Jackets looking to avoid yet another loss in this first half of the year. They were as many as four games over 500 as this 1-2 pitch was taken down and away. And then midway through the Charleston series, everything changed. In the month of May, Augusta went 18-9. They won on June 1st, and since then are 4-11. 2-2, fouled off. Nearly gets Mitchell Speltz in the booth to our right.
Familiar name to Green Jackets fans.
Indeed. Bautista, by the way, will move into a tie for the league lead in quality starts with his third. Still 2-2 in the leadoff man. The pitch is driven towards left field. Going back is Workinger. He pulls up and makes the catch in front of the track. One away.
De Los Santos getting under that pitch with two strikes from Alessandro.
We have not seen, by the way, a double or a triple today. We have seen two homers and six singles. And that's been it. And it's a big reason why, with one away in the bottom of the eighth, we're only an hour and 55 minutes into this contest. First pitch outside here to Tejada, who is 1-for-2. He scored the game-tying run on Prado's homer after an infield single. A week ago today, the Green Jackets played a nine-inning game in an hour and 56 minutes, the fastest of the year. This one lined towards the alley in right center field, and I might have spoken too soon, as Tejada will hit first and go for second. The throw in from Celedonio will not be in time. So sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for, as it's a one-out double for Tejada, his second of the day. And that'll put another runner in scoring position here with one away for the top of the order.
Nice little broadcaster's jinx, but also a nice little day for Angel Tejada. A single and a double. He's got 40% of the Shorebirds' hits coming out of the nine hole, no less.
First pitch here is taken downstairs. Prado has been very good today. Traded from the Red Sox in the Andrew Cashner deal back in, well, a couple of years ago at this point, 2019. 1-0 pitch is inside and low. Acquired with Noelbert Romero, also in this lineup. Runner on second, one away, 3-1 the score. And the pitch fouled off. That got him on his own right shin. Francisco Floyd is in the game at third base. He pinch hit for Acton, a straight swap at third base. The 2-1. Grounder sharply to third. Floyd snags it on the backhand, and he'll throw to first in time. A very nice play. He almost brought his glove down as if to Hungry Hippos style chomp down on it. Did a great job to look the runner back to second as well. So two away for Carter Young, who's not had the greatest of days. He was 6-for-19 last week and another of the top 30 prospects in this organization. 0-for-3, a strikeout and a couple of flyouts. Also mishandled the ball at short that ended up going on his record. And he takes a big swing and miss here. Switch hitter batting left. An arm is up and ready in the bullpen for Delmarva to try and lock down the save. 0-1 on Carter Young. Tejada doubled. He's on second. Not really being held on here by Tavares. The 0-1 pitch outside.
I believe that's Hugo Beltran warming up in the bullpen for Delmarva, number 37.
Braves up 4-1 on the Phillies right now. Orioles up 7-6 on the Rays, who have come tumbling back to earth Icarus style the last three or so weeks. And the pitch lines softly to left. Workinger coming in, and he will be there to make the catch to retire the side. A double, one left, but the Green Jackets just have one inning left to try and salvage something from this series opening game. 3-1, Shorebirds on top as we head to the ninth in Maryland.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Back here in the top of inning number 9, Green Jackets are going to have to get a couple runs on the board in a hurry if they want to avoid losing their second straight game. Delmarva, meanwhile, trying to break out of a 4-game losing skid. But it looks like the latter is more likely to happen than the former. 3-1 is the score, and Hugo Beltran into the game going for his second save of the year. 2-0 record with one save and two save opportunities. Last time out, picked up the win, striking out all four batters. He retired, going an inning and a third. That was last Wednesday. Actually went an inning and two-thirds and struck out four. Did give up a hit and a run, but it was good enough to pick up the win. Nick Clarno is the man in to lead it off. Green Jackets down. They'll have 8-9-1 coming up to the plate. Clarno 0-for-3. He lines the first pitch just foul down the left field line over into the pseudo-berm down there behind the Shorebirds bullpen. Fourth pitcher of the day for Delmarva. All of them have been excellent. 0-1, big hole to the right side. The pitch lined up the middle, nearly gets the pitcher. It's backhanded by the second baseman. Cruz, his throw to first, is in time. Boy, Beltran dodged a Clarno bullet right there for the first out.
Indeed he did. It was a good evasive move by Beltran, as Cruz was ready and there made a nice strong throw off the back foot to get the first out. Delmarva's a team that struggles in close games, in 1 or 2 run games. They're 10-15. They're in the driver's seat right now.
Tyler Collins, the lefty next to bat. First pitch in the zone, softly for a strike at 81. Collins walked and scored the only run of the game for Augusta. Green Jackets with 4 hits, 2 from Janis, 1 from Celedonio, and 1 from Acton, who was pinch hit for. The 0-1 taken downstairs. It is 1-1. Green Jackets down 2-1-1. Taken low and away. Again, this home plate umpire tonight, Dylan Hulsey, has not been the most declarative with his balls and strikes. It's 2-1 here on Collins. Green Jackets need to get a base runner before thinking about tying the game. The 2-1 outside, 3-1.
Drew Beltran cannot give any free passes away in this scenario. You just have to throw strikes. You got eight gloves behind you.
Beltran out of Barranquilla, Colombia. And the 3-1 pitch. And on the outside corner for a strike. So a full count here with one away. Collins trying to get on board here in the ninth. The 3-2, grounded softly towards second. Cruz charges, fields. His throw is very high. It goes off the cage of the Green Jackets dugout and back onto the diamond. Well, that was probably about 4 inches away from putting Collins on third base, and instead it'll be the first error of the day And that will put Collins aboard on the E4. Collins does have excellent speed, but there's no need to rush the throw there. And Cruz, who only came in 2 innings ago in replace of Greg Cullen, is going to get dinged with the error. So the tying run now at the plate. It's Ambioris Tavares. Green Jackets down 3-1 with one away in the ninth. They'll take the first pitch for a ball. Collins with excellent speed, but he has more value as a runner on first than he does as a runner on second, because it gives the batter at the plate, a chance to tie it with one swing. 1-0 on Tavares with three strikeouts today, and he grounds this one to short. Fielded by Young, and he boots it. He doesn't have a chance to get off a throw, and that will be another error on this Delmarva team that is just oh-so error-prone. We were warned about the ninth-inning defense in particular, and would be shocked if that doesn't end up being an E6.
Yeah, that absolutely should be. Young had to move to his right a little bit, and he just took his eye off the ball a little too early. The ball went into and out of his glove. He wasn't looking, and he just didn't close his glove.
So Collins heads to second. It was a tailor-made game-ending double play ball. And Janis will take this pitch for a strike. Janis, the best Green Jackets performer on the day. He is 2-for-3, two singles and RBI, also a hit by pitch. Down in the count here, 0-1. Excellent speed on the bases, and the 0-1 pitch is taken upstairs and away. It evens up the count at 1-1. A stolen base here could potentially put the tying run at second, but also runs the risk of erasing one of the runners from the base path, especially with a good catcher and a lefty at the plate. You're probably not stealing third at that point. 1-1 pitch is in the zone.
And with the speed of the runners as well, especially Tavares on first, a ball in the gap, you feel rather confident that he has the wheels to get all the way around from first base.
Two aboard, one away in the top of the ninth. Green Jackets down two. Janis at the plate. And the 1-2 pitch taken in the dirt. Good eye there with two strikes, and the count evens up at two apiece.
And an important block by Basayo as well, because that'd be what Augusta ideally wants, a wild pitch that enables the runners to move up to second and third, no harm, no foul.
Infield guarding the first base line and the third base line. No doubles defense. 2-2 pitch. Grounded towards short. Fielded. Young takes it to the bag himself. His throw to first is all the way into the dugout. And that will bring the tying run to third base here in the bottom of, rather, the top of the ninth. And they're actually going to put him at second because I'm assuming they're going to say that Young, in tapping the bag at second, was not the first defensive action. In theory, if you're an infielder and your first throw is out of play, then it should be a two-base advance. Nonetheless, it will score the tying run. Rather, it'll score the run that makes it a one-run game and bring the other runner into scoring position. I think Janis is wondering why he is being kept at second as well.
Meanwhile, the trainer's out for Delmarva, because Young, after that throw, I'm not sure if it was exaggeration or not, but he was lying on his hands and knees on the grass just in front of second base. It was a bit of a close play at second because of Tavares' speed, and Young took a little while sprinting to second base. They arrived close to the same time. I don't know if maybe Young caught a spike from Tavares, but it was a good hard slide that partially caused the inaccurate throw.
And the reason that going to second is Janis is because it's two bases from the time of the pitch. So had he been the man at first base, it would have been
third,
a two-base error, so to speak. But instead, it becomes an error, and then Janis taking second. And the run did come in to score because starting that at-bat at second base was Collins. So Tavares is out at second, and Janis on the third error in the frame, two of which have gone on Young, is the tying run. And the first pitch here, lined up the middle by Werkinger. It's going to be stopped by the glove of Cruz. He won't have a throw. Janis is trying to score. The throw to the plate in plenty of time. And the Green Jackets are going to lose this game on a putout at home plate. The aggression does not pay off, as instead of having the tying run on third, it ends up in a 4-2 putout at the plate. and the Green Jackets are going to have the tying run erased, and the ball game is over. You don't mind them trying to manufacture a run, but Cruz may be a bit more alert to it than the Green Jackets would have wanted. It'll be a 3-2 final. Delmarva, by the skin of their teeth, will pick up the victory.
Delmarva did not make it easy for themselves, Nathan, but that was a great job by Cruz to smother that ball behind the second base bag. He didn't field it cleanly or anything, but he never had any thoughts of going to first base. He bobbled it slightly as well, but Augusta had the windmill on at third base, and kudos to Cruz. He made a throw right on the money, and Janis was out by 6 feet.
Awaiting the scoring on that final play, it should be Ethan Werkinger singling, and then correct, a 4-2 put out at home. The only good news there is that it extends Werkinger's hit streak to 8 games, which is one of the tops in the league. However, the big thing is the Green Jackets once again failing to get that tying run across, and despite 3 errors in the top of the ninth, the Shorebirds did everything in their power to lose that game.
Yep.
And with the cleanup man on deck and about to bat, Justin Janis gets caught at the plate. The Green Jackets left it a little bit too late. They get 1 run in the ninth, but that will do it. And that'll bring us to our brief but important Easy Go postgame show here in Salisbury, Maryland. The final score is 3-2. The winning pitcher in this one will most likely end up as Alvarez, who pitched past the 5-inning mark. He got 3 innings and was, in my mind, the best performing pitcher on the day for either team. 3 innings of work, he walks 1 and strikes out 3. We'll wait for the official scoring to go into the book. It'll be a real tough loss for Jorge Bautista, and that's, I suppose, why the quality start stat exists. Bautista, over the course of the game, goes 7 innings, gives up 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Alessandro gives up a double, but otherwise pitches a scoreless 8th. And Jacob, we have to choose our Premier Network's IT guy of the game. And, well, offensively, not a whole lot to choose, but we'll have to give it to the only man with a 2-hit game, Justin Janis. He drives in the only Augusta run of the game that will become an RBI, picking up his 24th on the season. And that is slim pickings, to say the least. But Janis reached 3 times, got the job done.
Yeah, he
actually reached 4 times.
Yeah, it was really a good day at the plate for Justin Janis. The issue was that wasn't contagious among the rest of his teammates. And credit the Delmarva pitchers. They did a very nice job at keeping Augusta off balance all game long. It really feels like the Green Jackets didn't have a lot of solid contact. And like you mentioned, Delmarva tried to give this game away in the 9th inning, but they finally were able to win a 1-run game, just their 3rd 1-run win of the season out of now 12 tries. Janis was good, but Delmarva's pitchers a little better.
The Green Jackets ruining some chances here. They left runners on the corners back in the first and ended up stranding a number of men on base. The final total is 10 men on base. The Green Jackets go an abysmal 3-for-13 with runners in scoring position. Meanwhile, for Delmarva, we talked about how they didn't get on base all that much. They went 0-for-4 in scoring position with just 2 left on base. They ended up drawing just 3 walks with 5 hits, 2 of which left the yard. So not exactly an offensive masterclass for either team. But the save, perhaps fortuitously, will go to Beltran, who picks up his 2nd in 3 tries. The Green Jackets fall to 30-34. Delmarva improves to 28-36. Tomorrow we'll be back at the same time in the same place as Spencer Schwellenbach will look for yet another masterful outing, as the Green Jackets will look to take a split in the series at that point. Green Jackets fall, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Augusta, 3-5-3 for Delmarva. Something of a race to the bottom as far as games go, and it ends up in a Delmarva Shorebirds win. For Jacob Munch, I've been Nathan Strauss. The first official full 2-man broadcast of the year was a rousing success in every way but one. We'll talk to you tomorrow here from Purdue Stadium in Maryland's Eastern Shore. Until then, so long and farewell. Auf Wiedersehen, goodbye.